Okay, guys, I'd like to talk a little bit about stick and whip performance testing for protection dogs. Apparently, there's a school of thought out there that the high watermark for testing, performance testing protection dogs is to see how well they can be bludgeoned with sticks and whips while they are clinging to a sleeve. This is Lee Robinson's, he just confirmed that this is the center of his breeding program and of his testing. So apparently if Lee has a dog that it allows you to abuse it and hit it with sticks and whips and just hangs on to the sleeve and allows itself to be bludgeoned, for Lee, that's Hayes Gray and underway, that there is a good dog. And then I wonder, Lee, how hard are you hitting the dogs? Looked to me like some of those dogs you were striking pretty good, not you, but your guys, striking with that whip. So on one hand, are you going to tell me that you're performance testing the dogs for pain threshold by striking them with sticks and whips to see if they can take it and still cling to the sleeve? And then I guess on the other hand, you're going to tell me, well, I'm not really hitting them that hard. Well, if you're not hitting them that hard, then how are you testing them for pain tolerance? Kind of a weird thing. But anyway, so we have a little different philosophy, and it's up to the public to determine what they would like to do with their training. You could do the stick and whip method, where your dog is taught, trained, and bred to cling onto a sleeve while you have somebody bludgeon it with a stick and a whip, and if the dog doesn't let go, then bam, you got you a good dog. We do something a little bit different here because that's not protection work. That's police, military, and hog dog type stuff. So what we're doing instead is we're teaching our dogs to take out the hand that has the weapon, if there is one, and teaching our dogs to stick and move and not to cling onto a bite like that and never let go. So we got a little bit different things here. We're teaching our dogs to not be abused and hit with sticks and whips. And that's kind of like our watermark. And that's a sign of a good dog. But I guess for you, being able to bludgeon a dog with sticks and whips is the heart and soul of your breeding program. And the your performance testing isn't anything but, I guess, being able to hit dogs with sticks and whips. And yeah, I don't think that's real, bro. I think that's actually, not only do I not think that's real, I think that's dangerous for the dog and for the owners of the dog, because what you're teaching, I mean, I got a whole series on this here on the website where people can go look about police dogs getting stabbed. Sometimes the one video, the one dog goes up and gets stabbed, then the next dog goes up and gets stabbed, does the same thing, grabs onto the same arm, you know. So there's a lot of, you know, the reason why they want those dogs to do that is the job is different. It's chase, apprehend, and detain. So they want the dog to grab on. Same thing with you, hog dog. You want the dog to hang on to that hog until you can take care of business and make sure that that dog don't let go of that hog, right? Because you could get hurt. The same thing with the police dog and the military dog, but that's not protection dog. And so, you know, we got a different thing going on here. And then the question is, if that's your performance testing, then I assume when you're not doing YouTube videos, you're probably whacking them dogs pretty good, I would imagine, right? Because you really, if you're going to test your dog, then you really need to test your dog. And I would imagine that if you're really wanting to test pain and threshold, you whack them pretty good. And I, like I said in that one video, man, I think it was Onyx, I can't remember which dog it was, getting whacked pretty good there. And, you know, I don't know. I don't agree with that. And it's more than I agree with it. I know for a fact that that is a terrible way to set your dog up for failure and for you to get hurt. I don't want my dog to get bludgeoned. My dog is not a sacrificial tool. We're a team and we learn to work together in handling. So our protection is about handling skills, working and fighting together as a team, right? It's very complicated, very complex, very hard to do, very deep, a lot to know. A lot different than cling on a sleeve and then beat the dog with a stick and a whip. But you, that's what you said, you know, and that's what you showed. Like I said, we're a little bit disturbed at one video, whack, and then you guys are laughing about the marks you left on the dog's fur. So I guess on one hand, you're going to say that, you know, you're testing them for high pain threshold, and then On the other hand, you're going to say, well, we're not really hitting them that hard. Interesting. I'm just really glad that my training program doesn't include having to whip and bludgeon my dogs with sticks and whips as part of their performance testing. And, you know. Okay, dude. Stick and whips. So, you guys, let me know what you think in the comments section. What do you think is a better method to focus on the stuff like we're doing? We do bite work too, but it's way different than that, right? We use three burlap sacks, Lee. We have three burlap sacks that we use for bite work. And it's very, very different. And your depiction that you gave the other day of Huff, Puff, and Bluff with the muzzle work is just so out of tune. We do bite work, dude. But it's not about our dogs latching on, hanging on, and just not letting go, even though they're being assaulted. That's, you know, hey, good luck with that, bud. But we're going to do something different here. And we're going to save our families and our loved ones from somebody with a weapon. And we're not going to allow our dog to be stabbed, bludgeoned, and then have the guy come after us. You're free to do that if you want to. So, you guys, leave your comments in the comment section below. What do you guys think about stick and whip performance testing and training for protection dogs?